I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 176. Yes. And with me today, I have Alex.
My goodness. It has been, in the ghetto term, a hot minute.
Word, it has been a hot minute. Yeah. It's been a few weeks. We haven't recorded in like 3 weeks or so. And, you know, you guys had Comic-Con last week and... yeah, it's been a few weeks because the last time we recorded was like a super fucking long episode.
That was fun too. I didn't get a chance to listen to it because I've been trying to catch up on other stuff. Mm-hmm. What I like to do is, and this may sound kind of egotistical, I like to listen to our podcast just to see how it came out, because you know how when we record, it's one thing, but to listen to it after the fact or whatever, you know, it's an experience, as weird as it sounds.
Oh yeah, it's definitely an experience. Like I actually enjoy the editing part of it because I actually get to hear the entire thing a couple times, because I don't just, you know, edit it just once. Like I'll edit it one time and then, like I did on the last one, I have to do like two different edits to it. More like
did you have to do
like three different edits?
You have to do an intro and everything too, right?
You'll see. Yes, I did intros and outros for both.
Oh, nice. Way to go.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I'm just thinking right now, whatever, like you'll see, like Steve, it's an audio podcast. How the fuck am I going to see?
You know what I mean? You'll see with your ears, fucker.
Yeah. I will visualize it orally.
Exactly.
Sexier than what it sounds and horrible as it sounds. Sounds more like an HR.
It's okay. I'm the only HR person here, so it's all right.
HR, what does that stand for? Well, we can go for the obviously human resources, but I'm trying to think of like something like, you know, fuck, this is how you know I'm tired. Like, you know, like I can't think of anything like that. I can't be with you.
I can't think. My brain hurts.
Humongous rectum, HR.
Yeah, basically. Or you go with Hot Rod. Yeah.
Roddy Piper? Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
So what's going on, dude? How you been, man?
Oh, fuck, dude. This week, after coming back from, that long weekend of Comic-Con, because I took off work Thursday, Friday, and Monday to recoup, because Comic-Con, I did all 4 days, so from Thursday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been one of the best cons that I've been to in quite a few years.
Nice.
I mean, like every con is good, but this one was special.
Right. And plus, like each con every year, they always, you know, have something different to appeal to pretty much anybody and everybody.
I will say this, though. This year or whatever was very, very full.
Really?
Like, it just seems like more and more they're trying to squeeze in more people to get their monies. Yeah.
Okay.
But going back to what I'm saying, like, this has been one of the better cons I've been to in years, is as follows. So during that weekend, I've met, you know, like, just randomly talking to people, you know.
Like we usually do, right?
Yeah, I'm saying, but geeking out random people because, you know, since I had that nasty habit of smoking,
mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't do it. It's a nasty habit. But if you smoke, you smoke, whatever. So, yeah, so I met one or two people just conversing at random with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just cool, like shooting the shit with random people. On one of the days, I think I want to say it was Friday or Saturday, I met two young ladies when I was heading to Comic-Con with it was Saturday. When I was heading to Comic-Con with my friend Franny, which hopefully she'll be on, you know, she'll be on later on, hopefully. A la SpongeBob, whatever, God, TV willing, you know. Yeah, so, and one of the young ladies, she was dressed as Peter B. Parker from, Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
So she had the top, the spider suit, but she had the Spider-Man Homecoming suit.
Oh, nice.
You know, but it's just because she was trying to find the Into the Spider-Verse suit, but they don't have that.
Yeah.
So she did that. She had the sweatpants and she had the mixed match sneakers.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then her friend had she had a Spider-Gwen costume, and she's on the train, mind you, full mask on and everything. And of course, people like, you know, giving the look like, where are these people dressed up for? And then, of course, you know, like people snickering, one or two people trying to sneak the fucking picture.
Right. Yeah. Like they usually do, you know.
Yeah. Which I always found that kind of rude. Like, you know, listen, at least ask, you know, I just guess it's common courtesy. Like, if you want to take a picture, fucking ask.
Right, exactly. Like don't just randomly just fucking take a picture of a person you just see down the fucking street.
No, but of course it's on the train, and you know how people are. Like when it's like on the train, it's free game. Take a picture.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, so
because you know what it is. Also, that's one thing that I've always noticed. It's like not everybody knows what the fuck is going on.
True, because what was it on Sunday, the last day when was heading back, someone was asking, you know, oh, why is everybody, you know, like, why are people all dressed up and stuff? It's like, Comic-Con. Oh, yeah.
that's one of the reasons why I love fucking Comic-Con.
Yeah, but the person that asked that question on Sunday was they were visiting from Texas, so it was just like, oh, a convention. I get it now, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
like, no wonder I saw 18,000 people every single fucking day.
Dude, so you know how every year we always say that there's like a certain costume's gonna be the big thing?
Mm-hmm.
So this year it was two different things. The major costume that was like everywhere was the fucking Scoops Ahoy get up from fucking Stranger Things.
Really?
Yeah, that was like the big thing this year. And then of course the other thing was the Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Really? Which doesn't surprise me. Like I would have figured that would have been one of the big ones too.
Yeah. I mean there were more Joaquin Phoenix Jokers, but the big costume of this year was the fucking Scoops Ahoy. Like I was doing like a tally as I'm walking around, and you know, you sometimes see the same people, whatever. It's like, no, one day when I was just doing the count, it was like over 20 something people a minute.
Damn,
that counted, you know, with that fucking Scoops Ahoy fucking costume.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's cool though, because I mean, like, to be honest with you, that season three of Stranger Things is pretty good.
Yeah, I still haven't finished it.
Really?
Dude, yeah.
Fucking, when you get a chance, man, because I gotta geek out with you. I gotta rant about it.
Okay. I gotta sit down and watch it. But I want to get into it. Oh, yeah, I'll get into it eventually.
So I did. This was the first time in quite like, you know, past few years I actually did a few panels.
Mm-hmm.
So the big panels that I did was I actually went to even though it was like near the end, but we just wanted to see her, we went to the Amy Jo Johnson panel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
that's the Pink Ranger.
Yes. And mind you, for like what is this? She's like near 50 or she is 50? I don't even know.
She's like, isn't she in her 40s?
Yeah, but like, you know, for like nearing 50, whatever, she's, you know, she still looks Pink Ranger. I don't know if you get what I mean. Like, you know, like, he still looks like Kimberly.
Of course, yeah.
Like, you know how sometimes it's like saying, it's not like fucking, what is it? Fucking Lisa Turtle from fucking Saved by the Bell, where if you look at her now, it's just like, what the fuck
happened? Like, where'd you go?
Or, like, if you look at, like, Little Kim, how Little Kim, how the hell did she become a white Asian?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the whole thing with, like, fucking, like Michael Jackson. He was originally, like, a cute little, you know, a cute little black boy, and he turned out to be, like, a weird-ass white lady by the end.
Yeah, and then, actually, that's, like, the best comparison. But, yeah, so it was that one. I'm putting, like, all 3 days of the different panels that I did. So,
okay.
The other panel that I went to was the AEW panel that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And that one right there was pretty cool because before the panel started, right, I did another panel, which was Felicia Day promoting her book. And the only reason why I went to that, the only reason why I went into that panel for Felicia Day was just so I can get a better seat for the AEW panel.
Oh, you were in that panel too? Nice.
Yeah, so. But actually, Felicia Day is actually, like, very entertaining and
positive. I used to watch her shit back in the day on, like, fucking, like, YouTube and shit when she had her, like, Geek & Sundry page and shit.
Yeah, so she is very positive when it comes to, like, you know, being yourself, being geek, and that was, like, a cool panel to be in. But, you know, the meat and potatoes for me was the whole AEW one. Because where I was sitting at, I had the people that were running the panel. Like, you know, the people that run the all the different panels or whatever in that
mm-hmm.
room.
Mm-hmm.
I had the guy come up to me. He asked me to do him a favor. I was like, yo, what's up? He was like, listen, I'm holding this for the stage manager or whatever here. Later on, someone's going to grab this seat. Make sure no one grabs this seat. So he puts the book back there. And, you know, there's a note on top of it saying that this seat is taken by the stage manager. So I, you know, I did the favor or whatever. And then later on, someone sits down next to me. It's one of the wrestlers, like dressed up so you can, like, you know, not tell that it's him.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so it was a wrestler by the name of, he goes by MJF, and he right now, like, currently, whatever, he's, like, one of the top heels, like, like when it comes to indie wrestling. So, yeah, so
nice.
He sat next to me, and he was dressed up like one of Jericho's older gimmicks or whatever when it came to, like, indie Jericho kind of thing.
Really?
So, you know, like, he was trying to play it off. Like, he was, you know, he was not supposed to reveal himself until near the end. So when he sat next to me, I looked at his face. And I'm just like, I go up to him. Like, I wasn't even, like, loud or anything like that. So I go, like, you're MJF, right? And he was like, oh, I don't know who. Like, no, I'm not him, right? And I'm just like, yeah, you're good. I just looked at that. Like, I didn't want to shout it out because, you know, if I would have said, like, oh, MJF. Like, you know, like, I already know.
Right, you don't want to blow up his spot and then be like, fuck.
Yeah. So he revealed himself at the end when they had, like, you know, when they had the questions. So he purposely went to the back of the, you know, the line.
Uh-huh.
He was the one
because Brian sent me the video or whatever. He was the dude in the red hoodie or whatever, right?
Yes. He was dressed up, like I said, like with the Jericho style gimmick.
Yeah.
I think it's like old Jericho gimmick.
That he was Rhodes is like best friend or whatever.
Yeah, he's saying that Cody's his best friend. Yes. Oh yeah. So I was like I thought it was kind of cool. Like, you know what? I was like, you know, I was part of the show without being part of the show.
And that's awesome.
You don't really see but you don't see me because I made sure, like, listen, I'm getting in anybody's way or whatever the hell. Like, you know, I'm just there to enjoy the panel, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the show, whatever the stage person or whatever, the person that asked me to do that kept thanking me, like, oh, you know, I appreciate it. Look how thank you. Like, oh, no problem, man. You know,
like, you should have been like, just give me the tickets for the fucking Philly show.
you know, it would be kind of funny, whatever. Like, you know, like, give me a pass so I can get like a free autograph or something. I don't know.
Yeah, basically.
But I'm not like that, dude. I like, you know, honestly, I just enjoyed myself more just being part of the con. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah. So,
but still.
After that one, actually, the next panel after that, I stood for it on purpose because it was a Paul Rubens appreciation panel, so it was just Paul Rubens there.
Really?
Yeah. So it was just him, like they didn't have really like a setup or whatever. He just had like an hour to kill, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what he did was he just took questions, and in fucking Paul Rubens fashion, he was just like when the people ask him questions, he would go on like he would go on different tangents for the story, kind of answer the question, go back on a tangent or something else. But he's doing it on purpose, you know, just to make people laugh.
Yeah, well, that's how a lot of these people are, especially nowadays, that they're like putting out like, you know, just like a like meet and greets or fucking like the Q&As and stuff like that. It's kind of like Kevin Smith when he does Q&As.
He'll answer your question, but he'll go on to different, you know, different things, but he straight answers your question.
Right.
Pee Wee, on the other hand, would go on different stories, kind of answer your question, and then go back, but he was doing it on purpose to be funny, and it was fucking hilarious, dude.
That's cool. This is kind of the same way, when we saw Bruce Campbell a few years ago. Well, he did the same thing, too.
Yeah, so... But what I love though was at the end of it, he thanks you, like he goes, listen, in all seriousness, you know, it's great to meet the fans. I love to hear stories of how much you love me and my work. I truly appreciate it. And for that, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Like, you know, and I was like right away, no, thank you. Like, you know, I'm screaming that.
No, thank you, Pee Wee.
Yeah. Remember, dude, we grew up on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, yeah.
That right there is, like, Pee-wee was the one person growing up was, like, that shaped me to accept myself for being different. Because as a kid growing up, you know, with the love of cartoons and comics and stuff like that, well, more cartoons than anything else, of course, right? You know, that it's that thing of, like, you know, be yourself. If you're different, there's nothing wrong about being different.
Right, exactly.
That's what I got from Pee Wee. And to this day, like, you know, it's that one thing of, like, you know, individuality. I love, like, you know, like, be yourself.
Yeah, that's the key right there. It's always been the key for pretty much everything or anything that I can think of. Like, you know, just be yourself.
Yeah.
It's the only thing you can be.
Exactly. So then the one of the other panels that I went to, Franny and I went to... DC, that it was known as DC House of Horror. So they were introducing their horror line, which is, you know, it's coming out later this month. So the meat and potatoes of that was that they're all somehow going to intertwine. It's like four different stories, and the last one is Sandman Universe presents Hellblazers. It was Constantine.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So yeah, so they're gonna, you know, so they're bringing back Constantine for this whole thing.
Is this supposed to be a comic book, or is it supposed to be a TV show, or
it's comics. It's comics.
Okay.
So the first one they introduced, if I remember correctly, the name was known as the Lolo Woods.
Okay.
And you know, they were showing, like, you know, they were showing, like, concept art and stuff like that. They showed the covers of, you know, like, one of the variant covers or whatever for it. The second one was I forget the name of it, but it's based off of, like, it's a female character with supernatural powers or whatever. Something like that. I forget the name. Like, the name escapes me.
Mm-hmm.
The third one was The Living Dollhouse or whatever. And the last one is, I think it was just doing that Plunge.
Okay.
And it had that vibe of, like, The Thing. Like, you know, like, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So, they, like I said, they were showing all these, you know, like I said, they were showing, like, introducing that. But it was cool. The thing that, that, like, I felt kind of bad, though, was that, you know, these were, like, interesting, ideas they were showing, stuff like that. But I guess people were expecting more, so people were kind of, like, walking out of the panel and stuff like that. And I'm just, like, and just being rude in the midst of it. And I'm just, like...
You know? Oh, it's like people, were disappointed at the panel. They're like, "Yeah, fuck this place."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, but like I said, all in all, dude, like, you know, like I said, it was interesting. Like I stood to the end because one, like I said, it was interesting just to look at the stuff, and two, just to see, like, you know, because it's all part of their what is it? It's not Vertical anymore. Is it Black Label, something like that? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so it's part of that label, you know, that whole thing.
Right.
And then the last one that they introduced was they're doing a fantasy, like, you know, like kind of has like that heavy metal, you know, style feel or whatever. I don't know if you get me, like the heavy metal book,
yeah,
or whatever, the magazine.
Uh-huh.
So they're introducing it's like kind of like Game of Thrones style, like, you know, end of the world kind of thing. Something like, you know, I don't know exactly like how to explain it because, like I said, they were introducing a lot of stuff, but it, that kind of vibe of like, you know, fucking fantasy, you know, style of stuff. And I was like, wow, like, all right. You know, they like, you know, you already know that Vertigo is gone.
Yeah,
but not gone. I don't know if you get me.
Right. Yeah. No, I get you. Because it's all the same company. So like, all they did was just move over and just do their own thing in one place.
They just didn't want to call it Vertigo, so they just, you know, they're like DC whatever.
Yeah.
So
isn't it like DC Black or something like that?
Yeah, DC Black, whatever, Black Label, something like that. And then, but these horror story series or whatever are known as I think it's known as Hill House something. I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
Yeah, Hill House something. Like, you know, like they're like all together. Like it's part of, like, you know, part of like a line, if you will.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. But
I understand. That,
yeah. I mean, there were some panels that I missed because of just, you already know how it is, dude. Like, you know, like after certain days, like, you know, you're dealing after a few days with the con and stuff like that, that you don't want to wake up early to go to a panel.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, it's like by the time you get there, sometimes it gets capped. So yeah.
Yeah, you're like, if I get there, I get there. If I don't get there, that's fine.
Yeah, but I, like I said, I really did enjoy myself. I got to hang out with Mario. I got to hang out with Brian on Sunday on the kids' day. I actually ran into Angel and Lily.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Angel dropped a lot of weight.
That's cool.
Yeah, he got the surgery, the gastric bypass.
Really?
So it was funny because when, like, you know, his wife Lily, she just changed, you know, she just, you know, changed her diet. And
right.
She's dropped weight too. But when I saw Angel, I was like, I didn't recognize him right away. It was like, fucking different. Who are you? Oh shit. But yeah, like I said, like it was nice. I ran into a couple of friends. I didn't get to see everybody that I wanted to see, but uh-huh. You know, I ran into people, I got to hang out, I had fun. Like, you know, I enjoyed myself.
That's good, man. I'm good. That's good. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Was there anything like that was like worth picking up on the floor, if anything?
Dude, you already know there's a lot of stuff. I wanted to go to the Funko, you know, the Funko section and get like one or two con exclusive pops.
Uh-huh.
But it was every day that I went there, dude, the lines for fucking Funko were crazy. I was like,
okay.
I'm not doing it to myself. There's no way.
Okay.
But yeah, but, that's fair. But yeah, but as I said, dude, everything was fun. You know, I enjoyed myself. And I got something for you, but I got it like when money gets better, I can send it to you. So I don't want to like just like send you something at random. So I'd rather tell you what it is. So at Comic-Con, Brian and I, we saw they had a like a section for El Camino.
Uh-huh.
And they had the car, and they like, you know, as you go in there, you see the stuff from great, like, you know, random things from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then after Brian and I took a picture together, you know, with that, they had the free poster. So I was like, oh, I'm like, I know what I got for Steve. What sucks is because of the con, I try to make sure I try to thing, but I got bumped and one, you know, like the middle and one side got kind of like, you know, a little bendy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, I don't think people care. I'll send them the poster.
I already know. That's really fucking dope, dude. Don't be saying, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome, dude. Because I figured, like, you know what? You know, you're not here for Comic-Con or whatever, but you were thought of.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss going to Comic-Con with you guys.
Dude, fucking, you know, you already know it's fucking, this year was, it just seems like as years pass, they try to squeeze in more and more people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! Like,
well, it's not even that they sneak in more people. It's the fact that like,
no, not more people are into this shit. Squeeze in. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying too. Like, it's not that they're trying to sneak people in or squeeze people in. It's like that more people are into this shit now than they've ever been. Like every single year, like the fact that there are so many people that are into this type of shit now, as opposed to a few years ago, it's just insane.
You know, it, dude, like, okay, so Thursday, like, you already know, no more than a Thursday, it would normally be, wouldn't be that packed. Thursday felt like a Friday. Friday, crazy. Saturday, sardine. Sunday, kids' day, felt like a Friday. Old kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, every day was just ridiculous, dude. Like, it was...
Saturday is one of those days that all you want to do is just, like, not even be there.
because it's just too nuts. But, you know what? I love it, even though it's nuts. Dude. Like, it's just... Comic-Con is just an experience, man.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. What did you... Now I'm going to you. What you been up to?
not too much. Not too much, actually. Got to chill with the children's last weekend while you guys were you know.
Oh yeah, as you were dadding it up, we were acting like big kids.
Right, exactly. You guys were acting like kids while I was, you know, being the adult. No, but it was cool. It was cool. I got to chill with them and made some pretty good foods and shit and just relax and stuff. So that was pretty cool. Also got the chance to check out the new Creep Show. The new Creep Show that's on Shudder or whatever. It's actually like, you know, a remake of the old show or whatever, you know, a reboot of the old show and the old comic.
What really got me was I saw the commercial for it and mm-hmm. the one thing I noticed right away and then when I heard his voice is like, Stone Dell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's on the first episode.
Yeah, and it made me laugh because I was just like, you know, when in doubt, Jigsaw, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was actually really fun. Like I enjoyed that first episode. I haven't seen the second episode, but in the first episode they have, of course, you know, they have two parts to it. So they have the first part which Bernsie Bell's in it or whatever. And he plays a cop or whatever, and he's
Did you just say Bernsie Bell's? Like that's the dude that's really singing for fear. Yeah, that's like that's a dude for Fear Factor. He's like, yeah, he's in it too.
I know, yeah, I know. I don't know why I switched it up. But yeah.
That's hilarious. Like, you know, you like you got my interest even more so. Like it wasn't him, but you know, I know that'll wake you up.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. He's in the first episode, in the first part of the first episode, and then basically following him as a cop or whatever, and he's basically trying to find this kid's dad or whatever. Because the kid comes up to his fucking restaurant and he's like, you know, oh, I'm scared of my dad, I'm scared of my dad. I've been giving him beer, and he just gets all fucked up and shit. And turns out that he fucking turns into fucking like a big ass fucking fly and starts eating people. It's fucking insane. That's the first part of the episode. And the second episode, the second half of it is fucking even crazier. Because that one freaked me the fuck out because it was all about a fucking dollhouse that was fucking like possessed or some shit. Fucking weird. Fucking weird. But I liked it a lot. So I'm very excited to see the next episode for it.
You know what? I'm going to go try to check it out. Shudder is subscription-based. Like
It is subscription-based, but, you know,
there are ways
to procure it.
Yeah, I already know. The Sticks of Fire, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. The one thing I totally forgot to mention or whatever, and you've seen the pictures too, I got to meet a celebrity.
Meet Brian O'Halloran, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking Dante.
He's not even supposed to be there today.
It was funny because that was Charlie's joke or whatever too on the comment on the IG. So it was funny because I was hanging with Franny. She went to a panel. I forget what it was.
Uh-huh.
And while I was waiting to meet up with her, I was just walking the floor. And at random, I see him. I'm like, oh, shit, you know. And I go up to him, like I'm trying to get his attention, like, Brian. So when he stops or whatever, like, you know, I tap him, like, excuse me, you know, Brian, is it all right if I get a pic with you? And, you know, he tells me just straight up, like, listen, like, you know, like, I have no problem with that. I'm trying not to be noticed. So if you want, pretend you're looking at your phone for, like, a sports score. So he goes, oh, hey, well, man, what's going on? What's the score? So I think the selfie.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I think the selfie and, you know, I shake his hand. I say, listen, thank you. And I'm sorry. And he goes, no problem. Thank you, man. Have a good one. He's like, you too. And I thought what was funny was that later on, fucking Brian got to take a pic with him for regular because I guess he set up what he had to do already. So I was like, you know, Brian got kind of the better picture, but I had the one with the better story.
Dude, no, but the picture that you posted with him was actually not a bad picture, dude. Like,
no, I know it's not, but like I said, it's just Brian got that like that one or whatever where like
he's got like the photo op shirt, the photo op picture.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I found this dude over here.
Yeah, yeah, incognito selfie, as I call it.
Mm-hmm. You got a selfie on the low.
Yeah. And, you know, that right there made my con because it was just that whole thing of, like, every year there's always something, like, during the convention that you know, makes every year kind of special.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one of my top moments from all the Comic-Cons, and we talked about this in the past, was the one when we went to Comic-Con and we got to meet Brian Posehn.
Yeah.
And I made him laugh because you were trying to get your comic to get signed from him after he did, you know, after they did the whole comedy set.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he was willing to get, you know, for autographs and the, you know, for people who stuff like that, and I kept teasing you because you were taking like you weren't taking your time, but you were like fumbling your bag, and I was like, Steve, hurry the fuck up! You got a bunch of fucking angry geeks and dorks fucking behind you.
They're gonna
kill you.
Yeah.
And Brian is fucking just laughing his ass off because, you know, like my response. And after, you know, after you got your stuff signed, and everything, when I go, so I was like, I'm sorry for my friend, man. He just chuckled. He's like, it's no problem. So I was like, I made a comedian I like laugh. So that made me feel good.
Fuck yeah.
That's when I realized, like, I'm funny.
Nah, but it was cool. It was cool. I enjoy it. I want to go back to a convention. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, but don't you have conventions over there?
Yeah, there are a few over here. There's one actually that happened a few months ago that I kind of like missed out on. Like, God damn it, I forgot about it and shit. But yeah, it's a, I think it's a MegaCon that's out here.
Yeah,
and there's a few other ones that are out here that I'm like, I gotta figure out the dates and shit so I can get some shit planned for it.
I know I said this one in the past, but my cousin that he lives back here in the States now, but he was in Puerto Rico and he was just telling me about, like, you know, because he saw that I do conventions and stuff too. Mm-hmm. So he was like, oh man, you're gonna come to the Puerto Rican Comic Con. So they, oh my god, for the first time ever, they're gonna have it for 3 days. Before it was just Saturday and Sunday, now they're doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was like, oh man, New York has been doing it for years, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 4 days.
How is that possible?
Yeah, so like he got excited for that. But then when he, you know, after the whole Hurricane Maria incident, he decided that he wanted to come back to the States to, you know, kind of like, I guess, to kind of get away from all that
fucked up. Yeah, all that turmoil that's out there. Yeah.
Yeah, all that fucked up-iness, even though it's not a word. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, he wanted to, you know, just change it up because my cousin is like an avid gamer. So
right.
the first thing, like after all the issues financially Puerto Rico was dealing with,
mm-hmm.
GameStop decided to pull out from there all their stores.
Right.
So it was just like, you know, before he used to love going to GameStop to get stuff over there. But they, you know, since they closed all the stores over there, it was just like, ooh, you know, that was like, that was kind of like his, like the beginning process of him like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, but nah. Puerto Rico, dude, after Hurricane Maria, whatever, even though they're recovering, it's still ways to go.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's still plenty of things that need to be fixed and taken care of. So we just have to hopefully.
It hurts to see a lot of storefronts closed still. Mm-hmm. A lot of places boarded up and like, and you know, it hurts to see that, dude. Like, you know,
Yeah, especially when you would think like, yo, it's not like if it's really a third world country or anything. It's like literally still part of the U.S., whether you think about it or not.
And not according to the Mid-South.
Yeah, not according to some people, but yeah.
Yeah. Dear in the city cakes, I do not find that funny of what you said about that, you know, about Puerto Rico.
I really appreciate that, you guys.
Yeah, Puerto Rico is another Mexico. They're going to pay for a wall.
It's another Mexico that's surrounded by water all the time.
And you can't even drink the water. And I was like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go fuck yourself, Bubba J.
Oh, so this is like, dude that I'm always fucking like running into for some reason, like on the bus and shit. And he's an older dude, right? And yeah. Like, he's just loud. And then I have another story after this one that's kind of you kind of know about it because I texted you guys about it before. But so this one dude, right? Like, he's old as shit, right? And he's just loud. Like I listen to his stories. He's like, yeah, you know, this one time, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my God, dude, seriously? He kind of sounds like a fucking, like a southern fucking, like, what is it? Like a, kind of like the fucking dude from what is it? Family Guy? The pedophile dude?
He's not like Herbert?
Yeah. He's like an older dude that sounds like Herbert, but yeah. Doesn't look anything like Herbert, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Get your fat ass back here.
Yeah, exactly. And he's just talking, and I'm just like, you just really love hearing yourself talk. And then the funny thing is because he was bitching on the bus about fucking, like, his phone was fucked up. So he had to have all the conversations on fucking speakerphone. I'm like, dude, you're on the fucking bus. He's like, nah, I'm just talking here. I'm just having fun. I gotta do what I gotta do. I gotta go to this door over here. I'm like, dude, wait.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
Basically. I'm like, okay, weirdo. fuck out of here. But it was listen, pretty weird.
That's actually a pet peeve of mine that I can't stand when people, you know, talk uber loud that you can hear the conversation over the phone. It's like, listen, I'm not meant to hear your stories.
Mm-hmm.
And half of them are usually boring anyway. So
yeah, exactly. Half the time your stories are garbage and nobody gives a fuck about them.
Yeah, it's like my other annoyance when it comes to like any kind of production station thing. Mm-hmm. People playing their music on their phone loud, like, you know, speaker.
Yeah. Like, why do you have it on speaker? Like, put on fucking headphones.
Yeah. I was like, listen, I don't want to listen to your garbage, right?
Yeah. I don't want to listen to that shit. Take that shit out of my fucking ears. Another story from this week.
I don't want to hear your auditory vomit.
Yeah, exactly. Another story from this week. Or from last week or whatever the fuck it was. But it's kind of weird because, of course, I've been listening. It's Halloween season. So, like, my brain is like, oh, yeah, let's start watching and listening to you know, horror shit, scary shit, right? So I've been listening to this podcast or whatever called Scared to Death or whatever. So on a podcast or whatever, they talk about, you know, things that could potentially be stories that are real, like real stories about, you know, ghosts and shit like that, ghosts and fucking like possessions and stuff like that. So on one of them, they were talking about, like, you know, the specter of you know, this lady that was like walking around in a park or whatever looking for her husband. So I'm like, okay, I listened to it, and then the next day I'm, you know, on my way to you know, to catch the bus or whatever. At like 5:30 in the morning, and I'm walking, and I see this old dude crossing the street, right? And he's crossing the street, and there's like a huge park in the area that I'm usually that I walk down, right? During the day, of course, it looks fine, right? Of course, at nighttime, it's just dark as fuck. So like, I'm walking, I see him walking, like, you know, at least like, I'm going to say like about 20 yards ahead of me, right? So I see him, he's walking, and then he turns into the park, right? So I'm like, okay, is this fucker going to try to stab me? And I'm like,
you're going to have that feeling that he was following you. That's right. I remember this story.
Yeah.
Because I remember the joke that I said after the fact.
So I kind of woke up a little bit more, and I look over, right? I look over and I'm like, okay, what the fuck happened? Because I see absolutely nothing over there. And I'm like, okay. So I walk a little further because, you know, I gotta keep walking down the road anyway. So I keep walking or whatever. And but of course, you know, my Bronx mind went into play. And I look over and I'm like, okay. Yeah, there's nothing there. I look back. There's nobody behind me. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep walking. Like, I didn't see anything. I'm just going to keep walking. I don't believe in ghosts. The ghosts aren't really, you know, shit doesn't fucking, I don't believe in that shit at all.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Exactly. I'm like a Ghostbuster without a proton pack. So I keep walking or whatever. And whatever. I just think nothing about it. And I get on, make my way to work and shit. The next day, I leave. A couple minutes later, just a few minutes later, and I see the same dude walking down the same path, the same road, going into the same fucking park at the same part of the park that he went to the day before. So my mind is already like, oh my God, what the fuck is happening? Is this really fucking real? Is there really ghosts and shit? What the fuck?
Steve.
What?
You gotta somehow get this story to that fucking Netflix series Haunted.
Right? Yeah. Dude, it was fucking weird, man. It scared the shit. Not that it scared the shit out of me, but like, it kind of had me thinking, like, dude, is it real? Are ghosts really real? Nah, of course they're not, but, you know, my brain is just like going like 1,000 miles an hour. Like, of course, since then I haven't seen them or I haven't, you know, noticed anything out of the ordinary and shit. But yeah, dude, that should creep me the fuck out for like 2 or 3 days.
The Misadventures of Mr. Jackal and the Disappearing Derelict.
The Disappearing Derelict. Yeah, I like that. Disappearing Derelict. That's I think that's gonna be the episode title. But yeah, dude, like that shit fucking like creeped me the fuck out, dude. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Why is this real? Why is this like, for somebody that doesn't believe in this shit, like, why is this happening to me right now? I don't know. I don't care. But yeah, that was
there's a lot of things that's unexplained, like, you know, with things like that. Like, it, you know, who knows? It could be a legit dude. It could be a specter. You know, who knows, man? You're
stories
of like wandering souls, you know, that, what is it, like the whole thing from like Ghost, where, you know, the movie Ghost, where it's just like that they don't realize that they're dead, or they can't accept that they're dead.
Right, exactly.
You know, they have to find their way or whatever. They have to, you know, like, they have to, like, come to the true realization that they, like, oh, shit, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. And, but the thing is, like, they don't know. Kind of like fucking, like in, what is it, The Sixth Sense. Bruce Willis is like, yeah, I've got to save this kid. I got to teach him shit. And the kid's like, no, I got to help you out, you fucking old man that died. Spoilers.
Yeah. Great. Even though I seen this movie years back or whatever, it's like, oh man, that child is amazing. Haley Joel Osment is like, oh, so what happened to him?
He got old and fat and grew a beard.
Oh my god, so did both of us.
So did all three of us. Oh my god.
Oh my god, we're all Haley Joel Osment at heart.
What? We all see dead people. Yay.
No, only you. You lose to dead people. No. Yeah, Steve is going to be like, I see we're Floridians.
Right?
I see them all the time.
Exactly. It could have just been an old fucking Floridian dude or whatever. But yeah.
You got to solve his thing. It was like, I know what happened. You probably got eaten by a gator. There, mystery solved.
See, but the thing is, like, in this area, there aren't really any gators because we're in the middle of the city over here. So, gators don't come to the city.
Mr. Jackal, the mysterious, and the mystery of the city gator.
City gators, no longer in the swamps. No, but they're
everywhere.
There are like gators in the sewers, supposedly, from what I've heard. And then
that was the whole thing. If you remember, what was it? That old movie? It was alligator in the movie or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and then there's a new. Isn't there a new one too? Like called Crawl or something like that. That's about like having gators.
Yeah, that apparently like that
down here in Florida.
Is the whole thing like this? Some kind of big storm, or whatever. That the water rises, so the gators come up.
Yeah.
So I call that movie, you didn't have a phobia before, you have it now.
Yeah, basically. Like, oh, yeah, you don't believe
it. Do you want to go to Florida? Maybe. You want to go to Florida during the fucking hurricane season? Fuck no. Crawl.
Not at all.
I seen Crawl. Fuck that nonsense.
Yeah, I actually still want to see that movie. I'm kind of like, I want to see it. Because they say it's like Jaws, but with, you know, gators.
It's like Jaws, but for the Florida people and you.
Yeah, exactly. No West Coast, just East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no Disneyland, Disney World.
Basically. Hey, but Disney World, I heard, is better than Disneyland. So, I don't know. That's what I heard. I could be wrong.
And the most magical place on Earth in multiple locations.
Yeah, hopefully there's no bath salt involved.
Oh, man. There you go. You just keep adding more to the Floridian lore. Disappearing derelicts, fucking random sewer gators, and bath salt situations. That's my ninth studio album.
Oh, man. Yo, so I think we're gonna cut it short this week. I think we could just go with it as is because we're already at like 50 minutes. So
Yeah, I love that we have stories of anything. I guess we can put it for next time. That
yeah, we could save some of the stuff for next time, and then add whatever else happens for next week too. So why the fuck not, right?
Yeah, and the good thing is, if anything, whatever, everything that you want to present, you present it for next time.
Yeah, exactly. If next week's a short week or whatever, or not a short week, but like a shitty week that nothing really happens, we still got all this other shit to fall back on. So, exactly. Until then, make sure you go to InnerCityGeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, including this show. We also have Bri2J Presents. We also have Comics of Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, Inner City Geeks Turntable, Inner City Geeks First Watch, the Inner City Geeks webcomic, as well as all the other random shit that we have on the site. Good games as well. Yeah. And tons of other shit. What happened, Ryan?
I really hope that they come back soon, man. I kind of wish Frank could come on at random one of these days on this podcast.
Yeah, I gotta reach out to him. I gotta reach out to him, see what's up, see how he's doing and shit.
Well, he's busy being a dad.
Yeah, it would be awesome to have him back. Yeah, so make sure you go to InnerCityGeeks.com. While you're there, you can go to our sponsors or whatever. You can click on the first link, which is a link to Amazon.com, where through that link, you can actually get 1 month free of Amazon Prime. Yes. So you get free delivery, free second-day deliveries, as well as all the Amazon Prime goodness, like Amazon TV and Amazon Music, and I think Audible. You get some shit off Audible through Prime or whatever. So make sure you check that shit out. Also, you could also just buy some comics or buy some shit that you think people were selling from New York Comic Con on there. There's a bunch of shit. There's a bunch of possibilities on there. Also, start getting your fucking Halloween shit on there. We're only 3 weeks away from Halloween. So do that. So go to InnerCityGeeks.com, click on that Amazon link, and that's it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to pay anything extra. Just click on that link. It's an affiliate link, so, whatever you click on and whatever you buy, we'll get a small little percentage off of it. So make sure you check that out. Also on InnerCityGeeks.
Yes, please. We need new mics.
Also on InnerCityGeeks.com, you will find a link to Soul Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company for, clothing for people like us. They got t-shirts and hats and hoodies and sweatshirts and all the other cool shit that you'd want to wear on your torso. Why not, right? So yeah, you could do that. And at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of whatever the fuck you buy. Yes, so do that, and it'll be awesome because you can get some cheap shirts for a decent price. Why not, right? And also, I think for this week, they sent me an email or whatever saying that they had a limited edition flat brim hat, which is like a fitted hat or whatever, or like a flex fit hat or whatever. But they only made 50 of them. So make sure you go to it if you like that or whatever. If you're into hats and shit like that, go check them out. See if you can get one of those, limited edition, flat brim bill hats or flat bill hats. Check that shit out. It's pretty dope. It's pretty cool. SoulSickClothing.co and type in InnerCityGeeks at checkout for 15% off your entire motherfucking purchase.
And that's a deal, folks.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. I think so, at least. I got one of their shirts and it's pretty fucking dope. Next thing, you'll find the link on InnerCityGeeks.com for Kushly. Kushly is, it's a CBD provider, right? So, and their mission is to lead the industry by giving everyone access to the amazing benefits of high quality and full spectrum CBD products. They thrive to educate the world on the therapeutic benefits of hemp CBD while offering pure, safe, and legal CBD hemp-based products. Yes, they have gummies and tinctures and fucking like a bunch of shit. What is it? What the fuck was it? Oils. They have gummies, oils, topical creams, fucking capsules, and a bunch of shit. So make sure you check out Kushly.com. Just click on the link at the bottom of the page. And yeah, you'll get yourself, you know, some chill shit. Of course, all this shit is, you know, it is hemp-based. So, you know, people are afraid of it being, you know, marijuanas and shit. But no, it's not marijuanas. It's just, you know, the shit that won't get you high, but still gives you all the good shit out of it. So make sure you check it out. And you'll get, I think it's like another 15% off of shit too. Yes. So, yeah, that's it for those sponsors, I guess. Make sure you listen to the show. You can find us on Spotify, on SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio. I went in a totally different order. I mixed them all up. But yeah, you can find them all on there. You could also listen to the you can find the show on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks on Instagram and Twitter's at InnerCityGeeks. You'll find you, sir, where?
You can find me just relaxing from a long weekend at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
But on Twitter, you can find me at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D. And on Instagram, you can find me at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D.
Awesome. And you can find me at Mr. Jackal, M-I-S-T-E-R-J-A-C-K-A-L, both on Instagram and Twitters. So, yeah, make sure you check us all out. Check out everything that I spoke about. Also, like, you know, want to thank all you guys for listening, because, you know, listening is what, you know, makes the show grow a little bit. So share with everybody about the show. And yeah, let us know what you think. Another thing, like, we always leave an episode. Like, I always like to leave an episode with some music. So this past week I found... Well, not that I found another band, but I listened to a band called Kublai Khan. They've been around for a little while, and they just recently came out with a new album called Absolute. They are a hardcore band, which is very hardcore, and I fucking love this album, and it's really fucking good. One of the songs off of this album is the one that I'm going to be playing. It's called Self Destruct. And it's so fucking good. It's a lot of the album's very like Hatebreed-esque. So yeah, if you like Hatebreed, you'll fucking love Kublai Khan. Fucking good. So make sure you check it out. And Alex, say goodbyes.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And like I said, and like I always say, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Ghost stories. It's over!
destruct!
Good to have you with us. We're always glad to know that there are some people who want to be instructed.